Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
I really thought he'd stand up for himself. I think he should still reconsider and sit out. You can't let Mark Murphy win. That Mark Murphy? Goody.
What, at this point,
sit out. Come on. Stand.
At this point, your razzing's doing yourself. Doing nothing. Razzing's doing nothing.
I even tweeted at him. I said, you let Mark Murphy win.
Yeah.
Stand up for yourself.
And as he has, Ryan Pace has had a hand in it. Indirectly.
Yeah, I mean,
just for the sake of conversation, Randall Cobb becomes expendable in Houston, right? Because they added Anthony Miller.
Dude, so when you're going to trade Deshaun Watson, they're going to trade him.
I'm just saying.
Everyone's expendable. That team's going to be one of the worst teams in the league.
Listen,
Houston.
as a vocal critic of Ryan Pace, I'm shocked you won't get on this bandwagon.
I'm just here for the Tony La Russa bashing.
You got room for both, don't you?
Yeah, I do, of course.
Listen, I get it. I heard Carm earlier today. He was a little energized when he was... Look, I get it. All of the lines in Vegas had been taken down because there was a thought that... And Carm's going to join us at what today? 4:15. There was a rumor that Aaron Rodgers was going to announce his retirement on Wednesday. That's where you should have...
With the sports books, right?
That's where you should have... Like, and then the numbers, I guess, came down. I don't know if they took them completely off the board, but then the numbers come down. I get it. There was a lot of investment from Bears fans that this really could unravel. You knew that it was more than a 50% possibility that he was coming back because of all the ways or all the things that had transpired.
I was hoping that he was going to divorce them like he's divorced his family.
What was his...
He's divorced his brother. He's divorced his parents.
But you know he wants to play.
He's broken up with many people.
He's coming off of it. He's gone to back-to-back NFC title games. He's the defending MVP of the league. You don't think he wants to play this year?
Maybe they won't trade him until he would have pressured him in training camp.
They told you they weren't going to trade him.
Stand up for himself.
They told you.
Stand up for yourself, 12.
They told you what they were going to do.
Adam Schefter, again, if you're just getting into your car, has tweeted within the last 10 minutes, several tweets. Packers are offering concessions and are close to an agreement that would bring Aaron Rodgers back to Green Bay for at least this season, sources tell ESPN. Deal is not done, but it's close. The 2023 year in Aaron Rodgers' contract, the last one of his current deal, would be voided with no tags allowed in the future, per sources. Says, the Packers would agree to review Aaron Rodgers' situation at the end of the season, per sources. Aaron Rodgers' contract would be adjusted with no loss of income this year to give the Packers more cap room now. Mechanisms will be put in place to address Rodgers' issues with the team.
Okay, now there's two issues to me hearing this. If you completely void his contract after this year, then you're allowing him to leave and be a free agent the way that Tom Brady was. You get no compensation at all. Maybe what you do at the end of the 2021 season is you have a guarantee with him that you will trade him to a place that he agrees to go to at the end of the 2021 season, where you get a win-win for both teams. Aaron Rodgers gets to go where he wants to go. You get compensation if you're the Green Bay Packers. If the Green Bay Packers just decide to void the rest of his deal and make him a free agent at the end of the 2021 season, then they're really kind of doing him a big, big favor. They're letting him go with getting no compensation in return.
Someone, I think Shefty, one of the football guys on GetUp, said a way they could do it is work in like a $50 million workout bonus for like next June. June 1st, you collect $50 million if you're still on the roster.
Right.
So therefore, it incentivizes them to trade him by that date.
Yes.
Or else they would have to give him, like, whatever. So I don't know.
Not surprised by this. I mean, I think that the most likely outcome was he was going to come back for one season. He told you that he loves his
chaos. Can they never have chaos?
Here, I was thinking about this today as I was, you know, immersed in football and the Aaron Rodgers thinking. The biggest kick to the marbles is going to be, ultimately, if this kid Jordan Love actually is not a bad player. Now, we haven't thought about that as Bears fans.
Well, right, because if they get to keep Rodgers, then he's good. Like, that's the best of both worlds.
Right, now, I know Like, I feel they would have traded Rodgers already if they felt really good about Jordan Love. So I'm skeptical about how they feel about Jordan Love. I think they're skeptical a little bit by how things have transpired. But that's the kick in the little guys, if you're a Bears fan. If they wave goodbye to Rodgers after this season, and then somehow, some way, Jordan Love ends up being, at the very least, a serviceable quarterback.
Well, a lot of people are saying that they may not have a lot of confidence in Love because of what they've tried to offer Rodgers as far as an extension.
Right.
Like the 5-year, right? Yes. They wanted to guarantee 5 years.
From what I understand, they were willing to give him 2 more years after this year, which would basically render the Jordan Love pick useless because he'd be out of contract after the 4th year.
Fred, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Freddie?
Tommy, as a former player, I mean, can you comment on, to me, the ultimate kick to the organization would be for Rodgers to trust himself, play great, and make the organization look foolish for having picked Love. Is there insecurity there on his part? It just seems odd to me.
I don't think it's insecurity, Fred. I think, look, when somebody is playing at the level that Aaron Rodgers is playing at, and they go out and draft a first-round quarterback, and they really don't tell you about it, I can understand why there was a bit of an eye roll, a raised eyebrow, some hurt feelings. But that's life in the NFL. At some point, you're going to have to replace Aaron Rodgers.
The news always gets out a little later, so like maybe this was getting close to done over the weekend. Do you think that's why Rodgers and
Devontae Adams did the last dance?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't label it last dance, but everyone's assumption was. It was a picture of Michael and Scotty crossing, giving each other, like, a high five.
If you're,
and
yes,
the
if
assumption
you're into reading,
was
if,
one yes. more year. Yes. We're going to run it back one more time.
You guys are right on this, because I've been eavesdropping to NFL Live on ESPN television, and Schefter was on a couple minutes ago, and he said that Rodgers' agent has been in Green Bay for the last week.
Yeah.
And that they were close over the weekend.
Right.
So you're right. Like, that stuff happening last week was because they were figuring out the logistics behind the scenes.
And listen, this is last year of Devontae Adams' deal, too. So Devontae Adams is going to be a free agent at the end of this year, I guess. They could always franchise him, but the long-term contract extension conversations were cut off. And that was my interpretation of that. You know, they both had the Jordan Pippen tweet, which we're going to run this back one more time, and then it's over.
There were a bunch of jokes, too, about
perfect
the Jordan
timing, right when, Justin Fields is ready to be a star quarterback in his second season.
I would have liked it to be this year. I would have, I mean, come on now.
Yeah, I would have, too, but that wasn't the most likely outcome.
Did you see Tim Grover, our guy Tim Grover, Michael Jordan's trainer, was critical of that, of the post?
Did,
He's like, you got to win a championship together in order to post any reference to a last dance. Like, Rodgers has his ring, but it wasn't with Devontae Adams.
Right.
And then other people, like the other cracks were about, you know, with Scottie Pippen and his recent shots at Michael as they were crossing to look like, was this a reference that Devontae Adams in about 30 years is going to come out and start ripping Aaron Rodgers and saying him that he wasn't really the true leader?
I doubt it. But who knows? Who knows? But, you know, listen, this
so
is...
So Rodgers, it looks like, is coming back for another
this
year.
This is, at the very least,
right,
providing us a little football drama.
But how about... What is GetUp going to talk about now? The Cowboys situation?
Dak Prescott. Yes. Dak.
Well, no, Dak's back already.
Well, it doesn't matter. It still doesn't mean that they can't talk about him for an hour and a half a day.
Are they going to talk about the Watson situation?
Well, they kind of didn't speak about that for a long time.
That was kind of right.
Yeah.
Now word is they're open to trading him, and he doesn't want to be there.
Listen,
but what's the penalty going to be?
This is a sexy, juicy story. The Watson one is got other issues attached to it that make it less sexy and less desirable for television on a day in and day out basis.
Yeah. 312-332-3776. So Shefty, all reporting that it's just about done, that they're going to come up with ways to make Rodgers happy. And, I mean, this didn't even last one day of a holdout. At least tease us with a hold out a couple days.
This was,
stand your ground.
This was, in a lot of ways, this was a lot. This was Bears fans clinging to this thought that life was going to get a whole lot easier.
Yes, it was
and in
back.
The process, you kind of were willing to overlook some of the really telling signs that were out there.
Yeah. Look, it's got to even out eventually, doesn't it? Or does it not have to even out?
It does, but you know, you're smart. You kind of realize that this was probably going to even out next year, not this year. It's going to suck even harder if, for whatever reason, in the next couple of days, they announce that Aaron Rodgers has just been guaranteed $100 million over the next 2 years. And he's going to be your problem in 2022 as well.
Because Randall Cobb was traded for
him. I don't know. I mean, like... But
a West Coast Jay, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Sylvie. So, you know, I was going to call yesterday as one of those useless Packer owner stockholders.
Oh yeah,
you know, but
sucker.
The way I look at that yesterday thing was you know, it's a special souvenir. Not a lot of people have it. You know, you could blow a lot of money on a lot of stupid crap. And it's gone, but at least this thing's nice looking, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is, you know, the Packers saw what the Patriots did last year with Brady letting him go, and then he winds up winning a Super Bowl.
Okay, but there's a difference, like, West Coast Jay, there's a difference, though. Brady had in prior situations set up his contract that made what he did feasible. Aaron Rodgers didn't. They're going to have to rework everything because Rodgers did not do that in previous contract negotiations. He just took the big deal in the contract extension. Brady had outs all the way along.
Yeah, but now they're backtracking and they're making all these concessions because they don't want him to wind up retiring or whatever happens and they have just Jordan playing for a year who may or may not be fine. I don't know. But... you know, they would rather have Rodgers for one more year playing like he did last year with the chance of winning a Super Bowl than letting him go and being the Patriots looking at Brady with another ring and they're like, what? So,
Jay,
you know,
look, if I'm a sucker like you and I bought all that fake stock, I would be really happy today because as a Packer fan, you're built to win today. You can win it all this year.
As an owner, this is a great day for you.
I'm sure stock's up, right?
Stock's up.
What's the cost?
I think it went from 4 cents to 5 cents.
The cost of the paper?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
3-3-2.
Listen,
3-7.
This is not a Tom Brady situation either. As I said, Brady set up his contract in such a way that he had an out. Rodgers didn't. It sounds like they're adjusting the contract to give Rodgers that out, possibly at the end of this year.
All right, we have to do Waddle's list. We'll do that at 4. But I wanted to play you what Buster said yesterday, because Buster dropped a bombshell. Considering all this news and stuff and trade talk, we talked a lot of White Sox here. There was one name that I was not expecting to hear in trade rumors that surfaced on national TV yesterday with the Cubs. Wait till you hear this. We'll play it next.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Shout out to everyone watching us on Twitch today. I told you the three easy ways to listen, but there's one way to watch the show. So we're inside the First Midwest Bank studio. First Midwest Bank 2. I got to give them a shout out. I heard Craig on the radio station earlier announced the $50,000 contest for the advertising campaign for small business. It's back. We're going to give out another $50,000 advertising campaign.
Small business still hurting. Hopefully we're coming out of, you know, this pandemic and everything's pointed in the right direction. But small businesses could still use some help. So,
and that's all because of First Midwest Bank. They're behind that. So thank you to them. We're inside the First Midwest Bank studio. You can watch us, like I said, brand new camera angles. We're downstairs now, right on State Street. Shout out to everyone who goes out of their way to watch us, to listen to us. You can react, get to know some of your listeners. We'll do a meetup here at either the Fantasy Football Convention or one of our upcoming events. Phone number to reach us is 332-3776. The story of the hour, as Aaron Rodgers, as broken by Shefty, is just coming to an agreement with the Packers to return to Green Bay for at least another year. I'm so down about
the
that.
Tone in your voices.
Yeah, I know. I wanted this to at least last a few days of drama. Didn't even give us that. But I want to play you Buster because I've mentioned this a few times. I was at the Sox game last night in Milwaukee with my oldest son, so I did not watch. And it wasn't until I heard Cap play this morning on Cap and Jay Hood every morning 7 to 10 that I heard Buster Olney dropping this. This shocked me this morning regarding Rizzo. Take a listen.
I think Anthony Rizzo is going to wind up with the Boston Red Sox. I think the Mets are going to wind up with one of three guys, Chris Bryant or Trevor Story or Javier Baez. I think Tyler Anderson, who's going to be traded by the Pittsburgh Pirates, Mets potentially could be a fit there. San Diego Padres also out in the marketplace looking for a starting pitcher.
Wow, one of those big-ticket Cubs going to the Mets. Now we're talking about blockbusters coming in the next week.
Yeah, and I think an example of that right now would be the Red Sox players because they saw Tampa Bay go out and make that big deal for Nelson Cruz to get that one hitter who's absolutely perfect in the middle of their lineup, and they're having a great season. They know they got Chris Sale coming back. He looks tremendous, but they could use some bullpen help, and they could use some help at first base. Anthony Rizzo checks every box. He's a left-handed hitter, which they need. He would help the defense. He would help the pitching. And you know that his heart rate in October would be 60 instead of 160.
I did not think there would be a market, but that's very interesting that he would return to the place of the team that drafted him.
Look, I think it's good for the Cubs because I didn't, like you said, you didn't think there would be a market. That means that they can possibly get something for him
and then still re-sign him
if he's willing to take a team discount.
I am all for. I was hate watching the Cubs at times this weekend. I forget the being sentimental. Forget this about, well, let's keep Riz. If you want Riz, let's see what the market is at the end of the year. Get something if you can for him.
Yeah.
Someone pointed out, I forget, in Twitch or on Twitter earlier, that Kimbrel's been a rumored landing spot back in Boston again, too. Maybe you find a way to trade both of them there to increase the return. So
start doing it now, too. You don't want to risk injury. You don't want to see Chafin have another bad outing.
Right. I know the Chafin stuff got me down over the weekend. But and look, if I'm Anthony Rizzo, I'm all for this. Like, yeah. I know he wants to be here. I know how much he loves Chicago and how much Chicago loves him.
Go play in a pennant race.
Play in a pennant race. Turn the page. Like you've said about Javi, you've had two down years right now. You go back to Boston in the spotlight of that division in a playoff run, and you could re-up your value going into your free agency year. If you're playing meaningless games for the Cubs in the last couple of months where there's no juice, I would, if I'm Rizzo and his agent, I would want this.
Yes, go resurrect what the rest of the league thinks about you down the stretch. And let's face it, if he has a good rest of the season and helps propel them into the postseason and they make some postseason noise, that's only going to enhance his status as a free agent going forward.
You could always get him back. Jed Hoyer could get him back for a fourth time. Think about that. They drafted him in Boston. He acquired him when he was the general manager in San Diego. He acquired him when he was a general manager in Chicago. And if you were to trade him to Boston in the offseason, you could always bring him back.
Yes.
Get something now. It's exactly what they did with Chapman. Now, you're not getting a lot like you got for Chapman, but it could be the same type of scenario.
Get something for him, like you said. And if you desire to have him part of your team going forward at your price, you could do that.
312-332-3776.
Now trade Javi to the south side so I can just have one of my baseball buzzes for this summer.
And I saw one of the White Sox podcasts tweet out a question like, how would you feel if you don't make a move and you stand pat? Sox are getting Aloy back.
Tonight.
Robert is going to be coming back in like 2 weeks or whatever it's going to be. Grandal, did you see the news over the weekend about Grandal that he's healing way quicker than they thought? So you're going to get healthy. I'm telling you, I'm adamant about this. If the weekend told me anything, you need probably two arms in that bullpen. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened to Bummer. I thought Bummer was going to be a stud in that bullpen for years to come. I don't know the way he's looked, and Hoyer's had an awful year. I was talking to Sean, who's a big Sox fan, before the show.
Bullpens, bro.
Yeah, you got Kopech, you have Crochet, you have Liam Hendricks. Who else am I forgetting the real count-on guys coming out of that bullpen?
Hendricks, Kopech. Crochet has been much better.
Better
since he's
lately.
Come back from his back injury.
So is it those three?
Those are the three you can really depend on.
Am I missing? So, you need to go and probably get a lefty and get a righty.
Yeah, Rodriguez and Kimbrel are the main guys. Rodriguez, who's the closer, who has a great spin rate on his fastball from Pittsburgh. And then you have Kimbrel, who's right here in Chicago. That relationship, they've made deals before with Quintana.
Yeah, that should not.
Now you have Ruiz, you have Lopez, you have Hoyer as part of your crew. Right-handed bullpen.
Hoyer's been terrible this year. You have to go out. I think if this showed me anything, the strength of your team turned out to not be the strength in some areas of that pen. And that's like you always say, Waddle, this has been one of your definitions of fundamental sports, right? One of your fundamental philosophies.
Bullpens are the most unpredictable part of any team in any sport.
And year to year, and it's why you don't give a lot of guys a big bullpen salary. So I think they go out, you get two rentals, help that bullpen, and then go get your second baseman.
And I'm with you, too. I'm adamant about getting a second baseman. I know, like you said, Eloy's coming back tonight. Robert's coming back. You mentioned Grandal is ahead of schedule.
Don't rest.
You have the capacity to win a World Series. Add.
Well, did you just hear, too, what Buster said about how Chris Sale's looking? What if Chris Sale's facing his former team in the White Sox in a playoff series? There's a lot of good teams. Those Red Sox are good. Tampa's really good. That whole American League is very good.
Look what San Diego did, too. I know they're a National League team, but just their desire to go all in. I believe, didn't they say Frazier's going to be an outfielder? Or didn't they say they're going to play him
outfield,
in the
outfield? Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, they stepped up and traded for Frazier.
And you don't have to be in a hurry, and you didn't have to overpay for Frazier. They just need to come away with one of the second basemen. Lurie isn't enough. Danny Mendick isn't enough. Robert and Aloy and Grandal, not enough. So you got to go out and you have to be proactive and you have to set yourself up for a battle with Houston and Boston and Tampa and Oakland. It's going to be a war in this postseason. And these windows don't last. Take it from me. The windows don't stay open as long as you think.
I know there's a lot going on today, guys. Are you interested in NBA trade draft breaking news, or should we kind of push that stuff to later
depends.
In the week?
What kind of breaking
news? Well, we got some Woj.
Yeah,
this is breaking news, powered by PointsBet Sportsbook on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
You know, I'm a big NBA fan, so I didn't want to just come barging in with NBA trade news.
Sox thoughts, too.
Adrian Wojnarowski.
Right?
This is what Woj has to say. Breaking news. Memphis is finalizing a trade to send Jonas Valanciunas and the number 17 and 51 picks to New Orleans for Steven Adams, Eric Bledsoe, and the picks 10, 40, and a protected 2022 first-round pick via the Lakers. So there's a trade going down. See, Waddle, you're giving me that look. That's why I had to ask before I jump in with the pointless trade information.
What's the basis of this? That New Orleans is trying to get better to make Zion happy?
Yeah, Valanciunas with Zion is a pairing now for New Orleans, and Memphis adds two vets to what they're doing, plus those picks. I mean, Memphis was a team that made the playoffs, right? So Steven Adams and Eric Bledsoe on that Memphis team, so there's a lot going on. Draft is on Thursday night, and things are starting to happen in the NBA.
All right, let me take a call here. Roy wanted to weigh in on some Cubs. Our buddy Roy in Minneapolis. What's on your mind, Roy?
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been waiting for this week for a long time. You know, we've been talking about the Cubs and, that they're going to make this move to trade, and we're finally here. So I kind of just wanted to go through a quick player-by-player analysis of each one of these guys to see what's going to happen. I think best-case scenario for Brian is we trade him to the Mets, get a couple or three really nice prospects, especially a couple pitchers. I think at this point we got to get as much as we can for Kimbrel. I don't mind that deal that you were talking about with him and Rizzo to the Red Sox. I think that's good. But what do we do about Baez? Do we try to trade him? I know, Waddle, I know you want him to go to the Sox, but, I mean, what if you can get him for a team-friendly deal in the offseason or even in the next couple of weeks? Because we still need a shortstop at some point.
Roy, I was going to say, if you could get him in the offseason for a team-friendly deal, why wouldn't you just, I mean, because he'd be upset that you traded him to in a pennant race? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Maybe you go to him right before you line up a trade and you say, hey, we're going to try one more time. Here's our terms. We got 5 for $100 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Do you want in? 4 for $100. You want in? And he says no, then you say, we have a prospect offer, we're going to trade you.
Well, how about you just say, like, what we would like to do is trade you for this prospect and then bring you back at the end of the year?
Sure. No, okay. But what about, Sylvie, you would give him $100?
I don't know. Like, the hobby thing is where I'm so conflicted. $25 million, as I was talking about it, is too much in my mind right now for hobby. $20 million,
yeah.
That's sort of like the line that I'm trying to decide on. Because, he's got too many, there's too many faults with Javi right
now. I
don't
know. My biggest question.
We got to run, though. Thanks.
Thanks, Roy. My biggest question is what will the market be for Javi?
It's going to be with a lot of shortstops available.
He's a gold glove shortstop who's had a lot of errors this year. The on-base percentage hasn't been good, and it's going down. What is the overall market for him in free agency? That's a big baseball question at the end of this year.
You won't want to go anywhere because things are happening. News is breaking. Rodgers is staying, it sounds like, in Green Bay for another run. There's NBA trades being made. The Cubs and Sox could make a trade at any moment right now. The Hawks made a big trade. The Bears are going to camp. The point is here, guys, you need us all day right here on Waddle and Sylvie.
Waddle and Sylvie are with you as you return to the office, just like that annoying coworker that always talks about their cat. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
It's time to find out what's on Tom's mind.
Isn't that why you are here?
As we go inside Waddle's World.
Oh, my goodness, there's a lot going on. Welcome in. It's brought to you, Waddle's World is, by our great partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. To find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank, visit Wintrust.com/find us. Member FDIC. Story of the day, as you heard the dejection in Sylvie's voice.
Yeah.
It looks like the Packers and Aaron Rodgers.
It's getting worse, too.
Reached mutually agreed upon terms that may convince the quarterback to return for training camp and ensure at least one more season with the club, according to Shefty. I believe now the newest nug I've read is that Devontae Adams is now open for a contract extension. So bad news north of here if you're a Bears fan. Has it gotten even worse
for you? About Adams?
Adams, yeah. Because there was a long-term contract extension conversation going on between Adams and the Packers, and then he put that on hold. And according to Shefty, if I'm reading things correctly, it looks like Adams is now, that conversation is on again. If I had to take a step back and summarize what I think will happen, is that obviously you'll see Aaron Rodgers in a Packers uniform this year, as I figured all along, which is why I made my prediction that the Bears, their record would be affected by 2 losses to Green Bay. At the end of the 2021 season, I do believe that the Packers will still own his rights. But as you said earlier, there will be something written into this contract that is going to be amended that will make it difficult for the Packers to coexist with Rodgers if, in fact, he wants out. So there will be incentive in the language to trade him if they're not on the same page.
Right, right.
That would be my anticipation.
And if he's happy after a year, like let's say they win it all and he's thrilled.
Yes.
Now all of a sudden they're like doing stuff that he'd like them to do, trading for Randall Cobb. Then maybe they extend him then.
Right.
So
the, I think that the story, but again, like, it's this. I don't get it, to be honest with you. I don't get the national conversation that that the Bears coaches and the general manager are on the hot seat where they have to win this year or they're out. And I never got the concept that, oh, yeah, no, what, no way. Aaron Rodgers has been pissed off. He's not been treated right. There's no chance he's playing
again.
Well,
I was on that side because of his divorce rate.
But to think, you can't tell me that you may have predicted it, but it wasn't 100% certainty in your world that Aaron Rodgers wasn't coming back to the Packers.
I thought he was going to take this into training camp and force their hand. Because it's one thing to say we're not trading him when you don't know if he's going to show up, just like now he's going to show up. But maybe if he doesn't show up and he makes you sweat for a couple of preseason games, he's like, look, I'm willing to put my career, at least for now. That's the only leverage he had.
Yeah,
it would have hurt him.
Yes.
But that's the only leverage is him holding out and saying, I'm not playing for you.
But the trade would have been destructive to them and their cap. And they've got the fan base behind them. It's a different animal up in Green Bay. Like,
oh,
they weren't going to be
an animal, all right.
They weren't going to be pressured in the way that some other franchises are. So, like, I never bought this concept that there's no chance Aaron Rodgers is coming back. That bridge has been blown up. There's no way to cross over.
I'm ticking off Packer fans, too, because I'm trying to joke around with
I saw you were tweeting directly at Aaron Rodgers
I tweeted once at Aaron Rodgers, and, like, who am I to talk? I'm a Bears fan, for goodness sake. But, look, I take a chance when I have it. Said one more last dance for the Packers to attempt a field goal instead of giving Rodgers a chance at fourth down. You know, that's the last dance.
You sound, I know, I get it. You sound like a petty Bears fan been mired in less than
guilty
mediocrity.
I am a petty Bears fan who's been mired in mediocrity at best.
Yeah.
With never really a star quarterback my entire life, taking a chance and just trying to poke a little fun anyway.
There was a little bit of strutting like a peacock for the last several weeks, if not months. And now that peacock has been.
Think about that state. You know, the Bucks just won the championship. Rodgers is coming back a week later, and the Brewers are in first place in the NL Central. What do I have to make fun of them?
Well, you're still giving it the old college try.
I am, right.
Yeah. Now the NFL focus shifts to Deshaun Watson, who we learned today that the Houston Texans are now listening to trade offers, and then I read the price tag was something like 5 high draft picks and starters.
Yeah, with a suspension looming, possibly.
That's not reasonable. Now, again, like, this is just conjecture, and this is the team, you know, posturing, but he's not going to bring you 3 first-round picks and starters when some of this is unresolved.
The report, though, is even though he reported to camp, he does not want to play for them. Even with all the legal issues pending or a suspension looming.
Which I'm with you. Maybe the Houston Texans look at the situation and just say, okay, you know what? We don't need this anymore. We've turned the page on our coach. We're headed in a different direction. Look, he is a difference-making talent. Maybe they're like, okay, come trade. We'll trade him. But I don't know who's giving you all of that they're asking for.
Right. Philly's been the rumor. Philly's been the spot.
I know Miami has also been a team that has been discussed, but, like, you've got to be able to endure the negative publicity that would come along with just trading for him.
I was talking to my buddy Scott yesterday, and I said, can you imagine if they would have said yes to the Bears trade offer back in February? Remember, the Bears went to him and kept calling, and they were offering multiple first-round picks before they moved on to Wilson when Casario kept saying no. The Bears wanted to give them a ton. And what if we would have had that celebration, we landed Deshaun Watson,
and then
this come out?
Well, here's a new from John Barr on ESPN.com. 10 women have now filed complaints with Houston police about Deshaun Watson, according to Watson's attorney, Rusty Harden. Harden spoke with ESPN today about the progress of both the criminal and the civil cases. There are 10 women that have made complaints to the Houston police, Harden said. 8 of the women, according to Harden, are among the 22 women who have alleged in civil lawsuits that Watson sexually assaulted them or engaged in sexually inappropriate behavior during massage sessions.
So there are 2 who went to the police who weren't even in the lawsuit. Is that what he's saying?
2 of the women who have filed complaints with Houston police have not filed civil suits.
Right. So these are more women.
This is not just civil suits. These are These are complaints that have been filed with the police department as well. I don't know, like, the NFL has been very quiet about this. I don't know what the NFL front office is going to, how they're going to act or right. what impact like, they will
like,
have.
Like, if this is an unresolved investigation,
right.
will they put him on the commissioner's list?
There's been no
Or will
word.
They allow him to play?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
So there are so many things that's unknown about Deshaun Watson.
Yes. That's the next story, the big story now that the Aaron Rodgers thing seems to have come to some sort of resolution. Indianapolis, Colts coach Frank Reich has tested positive for COVID despite being vaccinated. Wright said in a statement, I'm fortunate to be fully vaccinated and I'm asymptomatic. I'm feeling well. I'm looking forward to returning as soon as I'm medically cleared. Next Monday is the earliest he can return to camp, according to Ballard. So no symptoms, but fully vaccinated, but tested positive. And the Longhorns and the Sooners tell the Big 12 they will not renew their grant of media rights. So that thing's going to happen as well.
Okay.
Which is crazy.
Do you want on that NBA trade that went down? Like
yeah.
we were kind of like wondering. Casey Johnson tweeted this while we're just here. He said, one takeaway from the Grizzly Pelicans trade beyond the significant money aspect that could potentially allow them to match a Lonzo Ball offer sheet.
Okay.
So like that could affect the Bulls. Like the Bulls have been talked about. Hey, will they? He's a restricted free agent.
Right.
Are they going to try and sign him? Like now, do they want to match any offer that Lonzo Ball may get?
So keep an eye on that as well. By the way, we haven't even had this conversation. I'm sure we'll touch on it later. The U.S. men's basketball team lost to France this week.
I want to talk about that later. I do, because I'm hot about that. I want to talk about that and the Hawk stuff at 4:15 with Carmen. I'm very hot about that as well.
We'll do that. We've got some nonsense when we come back. And, of course, the nuttiest story of the day as well.
Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You are listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
All right. And a story that will definitely please Chris Black and many others. Jeff Bezos and Sir Richard Branson, not yet astronauts, the USA
Yeah,
says.
Did they tweak the guidelines?
In a move that pours cold water on the dreams of a few billionaire space explorers, the U.S. has tightened its definition of the word astronaut. We played the game Space Ranger or not, Space Ranger.
Black's adamant about this.
New Federal Aviation Administration rules say astronaut hopefuls must be part of the flight crew and make contributions to space flight safety. That means Bezos and Branson may not yet be astronauts in the eyes of the government. These are the first changes since the FAA Wings program began in 2004. The Commercial Astronaut Wings program updates were announced last Tuesday, the same day when Bezos flew aboard the Blue Origin rocket that looked like a member. So,
a member of what?
So the team, the space team.
Take everyone inside the studio. I'm not there yet.
I want you to share. I got time. I'm looking for a little patience.
I think it was a good combo. We have no patience here. We'd like
Ranger,
you to bring it up
not
now.
Space Ranger, you're happy, aren't you, that the FAA has basically said,
yeah, just because you're strapped in, you go for a ride, doesn't make you an astronaut?
You're not an astronaut.
You could play astronaut or astronaut. No?
This will make you even happier, Chris. The Dutch teen on the space flight told Bezos he had never ordered from Amazon.
Oh, really?
The Dutch teenager who became the world's youngest space traveler this past week surprised billionaire Jeff Bezos on the flight by telling him he'd never ordered anything on Amazon.com.
Now, that's a power move, right?
Yeah.
Saw, bro.
Dude, it's great to be here,
yeah, bro.
I got to tell
sorry,
you.
Sorry, man.
As we get strapped in
too
here.
Too busy with the TikToks, man.
Yeah.
Yurko's never ordered from Amazon, I don't believe either.
I don't think he was invited on the space flight. Like, if you were going on the Bezos, you know, sponsored space flight, not only would you, I don't know if it would encourage you to buy something from Amazon, but you probably wouldn't tell him that, would you? Keep
Isn't
that to
that
yourself.
Like one of the qualifications in order to win the spot?
Well,
is
obviously
you've got,
was not.
Got to be an Amazon
it's
customer?
Nah, bro, that's cringe.
Yeah. No. All right, and finally, time for the nuttiest story of the day. It's brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, A Night with Screwball.
And it's bound to get a little bit nutty.
I'm already a little uncomfortable now because
good luck, man.
There's a fantastic family outside.
We're all behind you.
in Cubs garb. Very nice, very friendly.
Right.
This story.
We're talking about you guys.
This story. This story is not. It's not suited for the youth.
He's got kind of a dirty.
Not suited
story
for
yet.
The youth. Yes. Like, and I, as the father of four kids, they're adults now. But like, I'm going to blush if I'm forced to actually read this story.
So it's a mother, father, and
I got to tell you, as a diehard Reds fan, I've never been less interested in a Cubs Red series in my life.
I think there's been times, but you're right.
This is one of the most, like, you and I have not even spent a second trash talking each other.
No, over what?
That's my point.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my point. In recent years, you guys had something to play for. My team can't. They've got a bullpen, like, it's a disaster.
While I was working out on Saturday, instead of turning to Netflix, the Cubs game was on. And I watched it.
Yeah.
And then after my workout, I said, why am I watching this game? Like, Arizona and the Cubs.
Okay.
But it's something that I can't kick.
Hey, Waddle, you're stalling? You're stalling, Waddle.
Yes, I was.
Give us the story.
Maybe you should have... Listen, I'm trying to find a way to describe the action. Normally, if we were upstairs and I wasn't faced with the shame of looking, you know, at a fine family square in the eyes, I would have just used the terms. I think it's their family.
Oh, now they're walking away. That's sad.
That's good.
Now they're walking away. Come on, yes. Waddle.
The few that we had, you shoot them away.
They just walked away. Bah, bah, bah.
Here's how
sad.
In a medical case study, a right-handed man almost did something that caused his death. Like, give me a way to describe it without embarrassing myself in front of a fine family that's all they want to do is go through the city
dumped.
And then go into the Cubs game.
He was looking for a one-man party.
A one-man party.
Right? Solo party?
Chris, what did you say? What was your example?
Oh, no.
Sean, did you have a good one that we can actually talk about as well?
I don't know. I would call it a dolo deal. Because dolo is pretty much solo, but... Just a modern term for it.
What did I say? Taking yourself to the Sizzler or something like that?
That's not bad.
Taking yourself to the Sizzler? Okay. This man suffered a life-threatening stroke while repeatedly taking himself to the Sizzler. Now medical experts are saying he's lucky he escaped the ultimate unhappy ending. The unnamed 51-year-old right-handed man from Japan admittedly enjoyed taking himself to the Sizzler several times a day.
What does Mark Jackson say? Hand down, man down.
Mama, there goes that man.
Unhappy ending. Man rushed himself to a university hospital where he was found to have low blood pressure and confusion. Two telltale signs of a cerebral vascular accident, according to the medical case study. Emergency medical technicians suspected he had had a stroke while taking himself to the Sizzler. And subsequent CT scan confirmed that the man had indeed suffered a subarachnoid hemorrhage, a potentially fatal type of stroke sparked by ruptured blood vessels in the space around his brain. The man survived his near fatal ordeal and was released from the hospital within 2 weeks.
No word on whether or not
he decided to go back to the Sizzler.
Well, it's like the Sizzler, because you go there, when you go
and
to the
I
Sizzler,
apologize.
You don't want to spend the whole day at the Sizzler.
Yeah.
Back in the day when the Sizzler was popular.
Yeah, you could eat yourself to death.
You get yourself a meal, and then you go home. You don't sizzle all day.
No,
and
you
he
can't.
Was sizzling
You'll
all day.
You'll have a stroke.
You know, yeah.
You'll have a stroke.
I think the kids know what you're talking about, Waddle.
No, he's like, he doesn't even know what the Sizzler reference is.
No.
That's an old school reference.
I gotta have a drink of water.
All right, Waddle's gonna get a drink of water. There's a major news today involving Aaron Rodgers. We'll tell you that.
You're sad.
Yeah, there's finally, it looks like, a conclusion to the Rodgers story. If you missed it, we'll get to that. And Waddle's got his number two most important bear. We're back in 2 minutes.